Pepe, you okay? Pepe? It's Eldad.
Welcome to the Nanu Movie Review, the podcast where we discuss an actor's critical successes and losses. Yes. All according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes.
I am Ross Oakes.
And I'm Dwayne Johnson.
And I'm Jeremy.
We're talking about Dwayne Johnson. Spent so much time with Dwayne Johnson.
You just think you're him now?
I woke up this morning and I tried to lift something really heavy, you know.
Well, can he lift?
Oh, God.
Where do we leave off?
What did we watch the last time?
The Tooth Fairy. It's been a while.
So we watched
because we had
a snowstorm.
Well, one of the weeks we couldn't meet up because of personal stuff. Next week after that we had a snowstorm.
Yeah.
So now
this week we had a snowstorm.
We had two snowstorms.
You don't need to know when this is.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we're here.
We're here.
We're here for our...
It's a sad day. It's a sad but momentous day.
Yeah, it is.
We're here to talk about our last movie in the Let's Get Rocked Dwayne Johnson miniseries. Which, today we're talking about his, one of his down the middle of the road movies. One movie...
A solid 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
One of those movies were like... If you ask someone, it could go either way. They could either love this movie or hate this movie. Mm-hmm. Or they could be like, meh. Mm. Which I think is insane, but we'll get into that.
But before we get to that,
yes,
Jeremy.
Want to do the trailer first, or do we want to...
What have you been watching lately?
Oh, shit. I forgot how my own podcast works.
If you want, I can go first.
You know what? No, we're not going to break tradition. Who do you think you are?
I think...
Just because I wasn't prepared. What did I tell you? So I would assume the last thing I watched with you was The Tooth Fairy. That none of that made sense. Which, spoiler, it's a bad movie. Listen to the episode.
Yeah.
After that, I watched a documentary from last year called Shirkers. It's on Netflix. The story is insane.
Shirkers.
It's about a girl who lived in Singapore, and like as she was a filmmaker, and as she got older, she like went back to make a documentary with her friends and this like elderly British man, British, Brazilian. He's some nationality.
Well, can't trust him.
He can't. You know, you truly cannot trust him because like he ended up stealing all of the footage from the documentary, and they didn't see him for like 30 years. So,
did he make his own? He put it together by himself.
No, he was weird. I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but it's a good documentary. Speaking of documentaries, then I watched Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix.
Series, right.
I logged it as a documentary on Letterboxd.
You know? Okay.
Ted Bundy, not a good guy.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people say he was the sexy serial killer. I wouldn't go out of my way to have sex with him, but... Mm. He's definitely more...
But if he was willing, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely more handsome than your...
than your average serial killer?
He's above, like, John Wayne Gacy, but he's a fat clown, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to fuck a fat clown. And then...
That's true.
I watched Bring It On, the teen cheerleading comedy.
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst, Elijah Dushku. Mm. It's a fun movie. It's really fun. It's actually directed by Peyton Reed, director of the Ant-Man films.
Did you do any sequels? Any follow-ups?
No, because it's one of those things where the sequel's literally nobody from the original cast. I don't even know if it's the same characters.
So they're studio sequel.
They're on Scorpion King 6, but it stars Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fun movie. It's on HBO. You should watch it.
Okay.
I watched another documentary. I was in a documentary mood called Get Me Roger Stone. It's a very political documentary about Roger Stone. He's a guy who's... part of the Trump campaign. He's been part of politics forever. He's a bad man. Mm. He also recently just got arrested, which is great. I saw The Kid Who Would Be King. It was a new movie I saw in theaters. It's just the next movie from
Patrick Stewart.
He is in it. He plays Merlin. He's great.
Oh, wizard.
He's a wizard. He's a wizard.
Burn him.
Throw
him like in the
witches?
Lake.
Are we going to start the Salem wizard trials?
I mean, here's the thing. In our society today,
here we go.
We don't have room for this.
For what? Wizards?
We don't have room for wizards. Okay? They're doing these card tricks.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Magicians? Fuck magicians.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Let's go to the Magic Castle in Los Angeles and take it hostage.
Black magic.
I'm not going to take the Magic Castle hostage.
We We just don't. We don't have time for all this.
The FBI showed up to my door. Yeah, we don't need pulling rabbits out of hats. You know,
in this economy, I feel like they're the ones taking all the money.
Yeah,
the deficit, they just do a sleight of hand.
Yeah,
I will say, Now You See Me 1 and 2, very good movies.
I'll trust you on that. Maybe if we ever do like Jesse Eisenberg, we'll cover them. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Kid Will Be King, mm-hmm. Next movie from Joe Cornish, director of Attack the Block, my favorite movie of the decade, a movie I've told you to watch many times. Mm-hmm. It's the reason John Boyega is a star. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun movie. Mm-hmm. And then I watched Cold Pursuit, which I know a little bit of a hot button issue because Liam Neeson's in the news.
Okay. All right.
But it's a great movie. It's not your average Liam Neeson revenge thriller. It's more like a Coen Brothers movie. It's very darkly comedic. It's very fun. Like, you know, it examines like the consequences of violence and how like inherently silly dying is, you know?
Mm. This isn't a new one.
Yes, this is a new one. It just came out.
This isn't the one with Viola Davis.
No, that's Widows.
That's a different new one.
That's Widows. That came out last year. That's a great
last
movie.
Year?
Yeah, it came out in November. It's not that long ago.
Yeah, okay.
Liam Neeson is a busy man.
Yeah.
He was also in Buster Scruggs, so.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. One of those a great Liam Neeson role that I remembered this year, because I bet you everyone wants to hear about how great Liam Neeson is right now, is Good Cop, Bad Cop in the Lego Movie. Where his face spins and he's like, yeah. he's like, and then he's like, okay, I'm a good cop, man.
Lego Movie 2?
I still got to see it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
so many movies in theaters right now I want to see. I know you were excited for Alita Battle Angel.
It doesn't look bad.
It looks fun.
Yeah.
I've heard the action is stellar, but the like everything outside of the action makes you want to fall asleep.
Okay.
But I'll see it because I see a lot of movies. All right,
You okay?
Twitter notifications are flying.
Well, if you're a popular guy.
I am. Abducted in Plain Sight. Everyone's been talking about it. It's on Netflix. It's a documentary. You just kind of got a
mystery thriller.
Yeah, just go in blind and watch it.
Okay.
It's a very boring.
You like these?
I love documentaries. Thrillers? I get into the crime stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about a podcast?
I haven't listened to a true crime. Although I've been listening to the fuck is it called?
Last Podcast on the Left?
No. That sounds cool though.
Yeah.
There's a podcast.
That's one of them.
There's a podcast that like it goes through like political scandals like episode by episode.
Well, fucking boring.
Well, they did Watergate. Now they're doing the Bill Clinton sex scandal.
No, there's another one. There's Last Podcast on the Left, and then there's My Favorite Murder.
Have they solved the Zodiac murder yet?
No, but they're very close.
They're very close.
The Last Podcast on the Left, I only listen to the ones that the My Favorite Murder people recommend.
Oh.
But the My Favorite Murder girls, one of them was like a writer on Ellen.
Ooh,
that
Ellen.
Yeah, like one of them. Yeah, but they're
DeGeneres.
They're very good, and they believe that like 90% of crimes happen in the Northwest, like the you know the redwood.
Oh, 100%. There's so many woods.
Detroit. Yeah.
That's where Ted Bundy killed a lot of people.
It's a very good podcast.
Yeah. Speaking of. Well, no, I won't get into that. All right, and then I rewatched Pain and Gain for this podcast. You're going to hear what I think of it soon.
Nice.
I watched High Flying Bird. It's a new movie on Netflix directed by Steven Soderbergh. He shot it on an iPhone.
Oh.
He makes the iPhone, like, he does more with an iPhone than most people do with, like, video.
Did he do games. Tangerine?
No. That was Sean
Different Baker. Guy.
But he did shoot a movie on an iPhone last year. Mm. Steven Soderbergh directed the Ocean's films.
Right.
So he's a big director.
Right.
He's recently been in an iPhone. It's a good. It's a sports movie, but like I got the gist. I actually left understanding more about the NBA than I'm in. So
okay.
What else did I? Oh, I saw Happy Death Day to You. Future episode.
We'll save it. Okay. Why do you gotta? Okay.
I'm saying future episode.
Yeah.
We already told them we're doing it.
That's true. Oh, we did.
Yeah. Don't come at me.
Okay.
And then I've been playing Kingdom Hearts 3. You continue.
Okay. After The Tooth Fairy.
Yes.
I watched The Social Network.
Great movie.
It was good.
So good. That score. How good is the score?
Very good.
So good.
Then we watched Tag.
It's fun.
Very fun, yeah.
It's fun. It's no game night.
It is no game night, but they're in the same league.
They're similar. It's almost a good comparison. Like, one game night is how you do it better.
Right, yeah.
Whereas Tag's fun, you know. You know, Jeremy Renner's arms were digital in a lot of that movie because he broke his arms shooting that movie.
Yeah. I did read that.
I couldn't tell.
Big Hero 6.
Good movie. Baymax.
Edward Scissorhands.
Great movie.
Oh, my God. Tim Burton. Better than I remembered.
Same.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't think it was going to hold up.
The Other Guys.
Amazing movie.
Oh, less
has our boy
worse than I remembered.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
it's my favorite Will Ferrell Adam McKay movie.
Yeah, it was rough. It does. Yeah,
has our boy in
he
it.
Does. Yeah.
That's a great moment.
Life of the Party.
Aim for the bushes.
Yeah. Life of the Party is a Melissa McCarthy movie.
She's nominated for an Oscar. For not for Life of the Party.
Well, no, she shouldn't be. It was a very average movie. It was whatever.
But. You're a connoisseur of the average comedy.
Yes,
you should write. So. You should get into the business of just trying to make an average comedy.
Well, okay, so
I could see it like a vehicle starring like who's an average comedic actor who could just do one. Like Bill Hader, you know, you write a movie about Bill Hader being like a painter or something. It's funny, you know.
So the reason I've
it's called Inked Up, you know.
That's not bad.
Bill Hader's great.
Oh, so The Social Network. I still have my Starz subscription from Jumanji.
Oh yeah.
So
we were thinking about sticking with it.
Yeah. And there's not. They just added Toy Story 3.
Which you haven't seen.
No, I haven't. So but I own it, though.
So. You got to prep for Toy Story 4.
So The Social Network was on Starz. Tag was on HBO. Big Hero 6 was on Starz. So
you're telling people all these were? Okay.
Edward Scissorhands was on Starz.
My legs fall asleep, but I like it.
The Other Guys was on Starz. Life of the Party is on HBO.
Seems some preference here.
Then we watched... Well, HBO is my number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. That bounce around.
Monsters University. We watched great. That next.
It's underrated Pixar.
Yeah, it was really good.
Has a great message.
That was on Starz. Then I watched Pain and Gain. I watched Pain and Gain for today. We'll get into it.
You paid money for that gain.
I did. Yeah. It was $4.
Blu-ray.
Then last night we sat down for dinner.
Oh.
And we watched Cars 2 on Starz.
Sorry.
No. Here's the. Have you seen
Jesus
it?
Jesus Christ! I haven't seen any of the Cars movies.
Let me tell you. Okay, so Cars 1, classic Pixar movie, has a lot of heart in it. You'll cry.
Has Mater.
Yep, it has Mater. Cars 2. Here's what I gotta say. I gave it 3 stars, which for me is in the middle.
Isn't it like a fucking spy movie?
Which is awesome. No, it's a spy movie. Here's the thing, it doesn't have any heart in it.
Yeah.
So, but. It's a good movie. Like,
so it's one of the few things that John Lasseter actually put his hands on.
It's one of the, I think it's one of the last things that his hands touched.
Yeah.
Before.
Well, that's not true.
So,
sorry if that was insensitive.
Yeah, a little bit. So it's
John Lasseter's a pig.
So it's a Pixar movie in the fact that the camera angles are great, the lighting's great, everything's high quality.
How's the voice acting?
The voice acting is fantastic.
Larry the Cable Guy bring it?
It doesn't matter. The writing was very good. Like the story, it's a good story. It has zero heart, 0% heart. There's no message.
It's almost like they just wanted to pump out a sequel.
Yes, that's all it is. It's just a sequel. It has nothing to do with the first one. Which is why I give it 3 stars. Because it, like, to get 5 for me from Pixar, you need the heart. You know what I mean?
You need to be like Coco.
This was strictly a sequel.
I'm almost there in my Pixar watch through that I've been working on since June and I've stalled on. But I really don't want to watch the Cars movies. I really don't.
Cars 1. Cars 1 is so good.
Like, just today, I saw on Twitter someone was like, what's the worst Pixar movie? And I replied, I was like, I haven't seen Cars, but I can only assume it's the worst one.
No! No, Cars 2 is worse than Cars.
All right, that's fair. I should go back and say Cars 2.
No, because Cars 1 has a good...
All right, it's got a heart.
Yeah, you know, it has heart to it.
He wants to race. There's that old car.
It has heart to it, yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy.
This one, no heart.
No heart. Are you going to watch Cars 3 next? It's on Netflix. Well,
I have to.
Oh, yeah, you got it. I have Completionist. To, yeah.
Oh, that's... Do you think we're going to get Cars... It's on Netflix? That's tonight.
You think we're going to get... Oh, God. You think we're going to get Cars 4?
Oh, probably not. If this one had no heart...
Here's the thing. I think Pixar has a deal with Disney where for every original movie, it's either every one or two original movies, they have to make a sequel. No, I think it's two sequels for every original movie. Because what? We got Coco, and then now it's Incredibles 2 and Toy Story 4, and then next up we have that fantasy one with Chris Pratt and Tom Holland about the creatures or whatever.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. What was the...
What is it called?
I don't know.
Something.
But I think but that's they canceled deal. Newt, so.
Yeah, so what do you think? What other sequels or prequels or spinoffs could they make? I mean, obviously they can make an Incredibles prequel. We've talked about that, about takes place during the... Brad Bird would have to be on board.
Yeah.
But what else could they do? A Bug's Life 2?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot we're not a Pixar podcast.
Well, we're not. There's a couple of them, though.
There are.
Yeah.
There's Masterpiece Cinema. So is that it?
So that's all I got. All
right. So what you want to... Which pool do you want to jump in first?
Let's get into what our boy's been up to here. So
what's he been up to?
Yeah. The Rock.
I know you texted me about a big revelation that you're excited to experience ourselves.
Did I?
Gulp, gulp.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes, I did. Okay, let's see what we got here.
You know, his Instagram is...
I guess I'll start with that one.
Your main source of any Rock
news. Yeah, yeah. So this picture is the Rock on in a conference room.
An empty conference room, mind you.
Yeah, with just computers and just tequila bottles lining the table. This caption reads... This was from 6 days ago. This caption reads, "After years of development and working with the best partners in the spirits business, we're one step closer to delivering my passion and mana for the world to enjoy. This one's for you. Let's have a drink. Hashtag tequila. Hashtag coming soon. Hashtag cheers. Tequila emoji." So you think
there's a Rock tequila coming
out? I am going to buy 3 bottles of this. Maybe just one.
I think it's probably going to be expensive.
Yeah, probably.
I've never had tequila.
I haven't either. But we got to drink it on here.
Oh, yeah. We should try to line it up so we get the tequila. I don't know if it's going to be out by then. Tequila for the Endgame episode.
Maybe. Or just Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably not out by then, but...
Yeah. It comes out in August. So.
Then there's another one I want to talk about. He posted this 7 hours ago.
Ooh.
This says...
It's hot off the presses.
This is a picture of him holding a cracked game cartridge that reads...
Oh, yeah, Jumanji. Yeah.
Maybe I don't think it's him that's holding it, but someone's holding it, and it reads Jumanji. It's a cracked game cartridge. And he wrote, "Happy Valentine's Day. Want to play a game? Purple devil face, black heart emoji. Here we go, ... Hashtag start of production. Hashtag Jumanji."
How is that going to come out in December?
Starts production right now.
Yeah, is there enough turnaround for that?
I assume 2 months shooting, so February, March.
I don't know. Those movies usually shoot for a lot longer than that.
And then you got to do all the 3D special effects stuff, which usually takes 6 years.
I could see Jumanji getting pushed to like March of next year.
We'll find out.
I hope it comes out this year.
So that's what he's been up to.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about something
big
that's coming. That's on the horizon.
This is the first time I can honestly say I've been excited for a new Dwayne Johnson movie since maybe Jumanji. I mean, I'm always excited for a Dwayne Johnson movie.
Let me cue it up here.
This is the first time that I've not only been excited, but I've had faith that it's going to fucking rule.
Yeah.
Because he's working with a good action director. He's working with the guy who directed the first John Wick. He co-directed it. David Leitch, or Leitch. He directed Atomic Blonde, and he directed Deadpool 2. So he's got the action chops.
Now, why don't you tell these people?
The Rock posted on his own YouTube channel. He actually has a YouTube channel that just says Rock.
Where's that?
Scroll. Oh, right there.
Oh, right there. The Rock. We're going to watch the official
That is the official one.
This one right here, Universal.
Oh, the Rock one was official too.
Okay, well, fine. We'll watch the one from our boy.
Yeah, go right to the source. Okay. What are you talking about?
All
right,
are we ready?
Yeah. I was born. I can't believe you haven't watched this yet.
I haven't. Okay, so we are going to watch
the Hobbs and Shaw trailer.
Yep, here we go.
The Fast and Furious spinoff film.
We'll talk about.
Oh my god.
A native with the future of the planet. I'm the necessary shock to the system.
Idris Elba, such a good actor.
I am human evolutionary change. Bulletproof. Superhuman.
Who the hell are you?
Bad guy.
The fact that we're here from Fast and Furious 1
is a superhuman. Oh, here we go.
Oh, Fast and Furious presents.
Hell yeah. Even though Shaw murdered Han in cold blood.
I know.
We're gonna need the best trackers in the business. New cops.
There he is.
On what you call an ice cold can of whoop ass.
Here we go. Oh, hell yeah.
Always gets his guy.
Oh my god.
We need to operate outside the system.
I love Jason Statham.
I'm what you might call a champagne problem.
Rogue former MI6 agent. Doesn't play well with others.
They don't like each other.
Stand a chance against Brixton. You guys
classic
have to work
premise.
No way. This guy's a real ass.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, wow.
This job.
Oh, my God.
Requires stealth.
She was in the new Mission Impossible. She's great.
Look at you. I'm trying to save the world, which, for the record, will be my fourth time.
Is that true?
Because I'm really good at it.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
Oh, he's a superhuman. Wonder if Dominic Toretto will have to face something like that.
Hobbs and Shaw. You want a war?
Oh my god.
You've got one.
Remember me?
So. Oh, he tricked him. That's good. Why can't they be friends?
Three shots will kill a man.
There we go. The bad guy's feet.
You had to open your big mouth, didn't you, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was a cool thing to say at the moment.
What really happened to Princess Diana?
Oh, wow.
How good does that look?
Wow.
Just take it in. It's like a tall glass of water.
How many times do you think they talk about oil changes and...
None. Those are like the two least car-y guys, like car dude guys in the whole franchise.
Yeah, but...
One of them's like an international like cop, and the other one's like a criminal.
But isn't that kind of like the...
Fast and Furious thing?
Yeah, like, isn't it kind of cool when Vin Diesel's like, I got a turbocharged engine.
It is cool.
Hood.
But I think that's why it's
good. And I have no idea what he's talking
this
about.
This is a spinoff. I mean, they're going...
Yeah, I
Idris
guess
Elba's
so.
Like a supervillain in this.
Yeah. Okay.
Looks great.
It does, yeah. It looks incredible.
Looks incredible.
Can we talk about it's another like, movie he was in?
It's like Star Wars. You want me? Is that a question? Yeah. I thought you were going to respond to my comment. Yeah. Yeah. What movie do you want to talk about? Anyone in particular?
I want to talk about one that came out in April of 2013.
2013. This movie involves, I think, I would say because Dwayne Johnson's obviously our boy.
But wow, this movie was a hit.
I'd say it's safe to say that the guy who directed this is another one of our boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's our bae.
Yeah, he is our bae.
Michael Bay.
That's right. This movie had a budget of $26 million.
That's low for Michael Bay.
and it made $20 million opening weekend.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. To date, it's made 86.
That's not bad.
So, yeah, I mean, they're not... I would say that's a hit.
It's like, a hit. It's got good star power, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. So we got Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Anthony Mackie.
Pre-Marvel Anthony Mackie.
Tony Shalhoub.
From Monk.
Ed Harris.
From all kinds
Rob
of movies.
Rob Corddry.
From comedies. This Rebel. Is probably where he met The Rock, and that's why he got onto Ballers.
Oh, my God. Maybe. Yeah.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson. Ken Jeong.
Yes. It's other people.
And I think that's where the star power ends. But that's a handful of...
Great
that,
people.
That gets me to watch a movie right there.
Well, there's only one thing that I need to hear to get me to watch a movie, and that's saying starring Dwayne Johnson. So this movie, it's right down the middle for people.
So, Jeremy, why don't you give us a brief synopsis of the...
Well, this movie's based on a true story. Mm. The Sun Jim Beach Gang or some shit like that. But Mark Wahlberg plays the titular character Pain and Gain. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. His name is Daniel Lugo. Mm. He's a dipshit, but he's... I don't know what else to say about him.
He's a
bodybuilder. He's a doer. He's big. He's hot. He's tired of being a bum. He wants to make money, so he recruits his buddy Anthony Mackie, forgot his name, and they recruit The Rock, or Dwayne Johnson, who plays Paul Doyle. I remember his name because he's the most important character in the movie, to commit a crime where they kidnap Tony Shalhoub's character because he's a billionaire or something. Mm-hmm. Or he's not a billionaire. He just has a lot of money.
Millionaire, maybe.
Millionaire. He owns like a sandwich franchise, and they try to extort him out of money by torturing
Tony
him.
Tony Shalhoub. Oh,
he's
my
great
God.
He goes
oh
wild.
Oh, my God.
He's the second best performer.
Yeah.
But they really kidnap him. They extort him. They torture him. Do all kinds of awful shit to him to try to get his money. Well, they get him to sign his money away. They think they killed him. Antics ensue.
They're horrible criminals.
They're horrible.
Oh, my God.
It is insane that they almost got away with
this. Yeah, right?
The only reason they didn't is because they're so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to tell you about what happens in the whole movie, but, you know.
Based on the true story
of
Daniel Lugo.
They kidnap more people. They kill them, you know. The antics ensue. Ed Harris catches them. They go to jail. Dwayne Johnson does a lot of cocaine.
Based on the true story of Daniel Lugo, Mark Wahlberg, a Miami bodybuilder who wants to live the American dream.
Don't we all?
He would like to have the money that other people have, so he enlists the help of fellow bodybuilder Adrian Dorball, Anthony Mackie, an ex-convict, Christian bodybuilder Paul Doyle, Dwayne Johnson.
This is Paul Doyle, Christian bodybuilder.
Their kidnapping and extortion scheme goes terribly wrong since they have muscles for brains and they're left to haphazardly try to hold on to the elusive American dream.
You could probably relate to this movie. You're always working out.
I was working out when you walked in.
You were.
I was lifting.
Get a couple pumps in.
So the IMDb started a new section called The Parents Guide.
Oh, well, that's not new.
No?
Yeah.
Well, it was the first time I saw it. So this movie is rated R for bloody violence, crude sexual content, nudity, language, and drug use.
Lots of all of that.
So the sex and nudity, they say it's moderate. The violence and gore, they say is severe.
Oh, God, yes.
Profanity,
the
severe.
The gorilla man's hand.
Drug use, severe.
Oh, God.
And frightening / intense scenes is moderate.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
So this movie, man.
So what are your likes and dislikes?
Oh my God. I just love Michael Bay's filmmaking in general. Mm. Like how his style, like it's
this
like,
one's a little bit different from all his like the style
it's restrained.
Is yeah.
There's a little
well,
bit of,
I don't know about restrained,
well, it's not,
but
it's restrained. He's still going over the top Michael Bay style, but like he knows when to tone it back, but then he knows when to like rev the engines and go forward, you know? Mm. Like, he makes, like...
This is one of his more stylized movies.
Yeah.
Like, with color and camera angles and...
Oh, you could tell he wanted to prove something.
Maybe.
Because before this, I think he made, like, three fucking Transformers movies in a row.
So, yeah, that's true, yeah.
So he's like, I gotta prove something, you know? I'm still the Michael Bay we know and love.
That's true.
This is a passion project for him. Mm. I read an interview with The Rock today where he gave the script to The Rock 8 or 9 years before they made the movie.
Whoa.
So that would be like 2000.
Well, if it was made in 2012,
it'd be like 2003 or 2 or something. Yeah. So this has been, he's been working on this forever.
And that's when The Rock was kind of
so small. So Michael Bay,
small boy.
In The Rock, in the interview, he said he almost backed out because he wasn't sure he could play such a complex character. Mm. But Michael Bay sat him down and said, Dwayne, you're the only one for this role.
Wow.
That's nice. It's nice when you have a director that believes
in you.
Yeah. So I know everyone in this movie is, the main three main characters, they're fucking jacked.
Oh my God.
Mark Wahlberg is fucking huge in this movie.
Oh my God, yeah.
He's huge. But what I like, I just love, it's a very dark comedy.
Well, let me.
It's a very dark comedy. I love that about it. I love that, like, even though it's based on true events, it makes the three main guys, you don't empathize with them at all. It makes the whole time, you're like, these guys are idiots. Mm-hmm. They're morons. Like, nothing they're doing is right. I don't feel bad for any of them or anything. And that's the key to, like, taking a true story and, like, about really fucked up things and throwing some humor and some style into it without being exploitive, I think.
Well, it's about how big they are.
Fucking huge.
According to IMDb trivia.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson bulked up to nearly 300 pounds for this role.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Like, muscle. Like,
is this the reason he's so big now?
I think I think so. I really do think so. For his role as a bodybuilder, Mark Wahlberg bulked up to 212 pounds.
In comparison, that's not that much. What did Mackie do?
Anthony Mackie put on 17 pounds of muscle for the role, and he bulked up to 213.
He
only had 3 weeks to train.
Holy shit.
Before filming. I assume he was just in the gym
constantly.
12 hours.
Yeah. Like you.
I guess we'll go through the trivia now.
Well, don't we usually do like likes and dislikes and?
Well, okay, keep going.
Favorite scene, you know,
sure,
all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You're messing with the format.
Okay,
I don't know where I am.
Okay.
Well, I just want to blanket statement. What we need to talk about, our boy.
Mm-hmm.
Not only he's the best performance in this movie.
He's really good.
This is his best performance altogether. Name another Dwayne Johnson performance that comes even close to this. It comes even close.
We saw.
He plays crazy cocaine addict. He plays like remorseful, like born again Christian.
Wow, yeah.
Insane bodybuilder.
That is true.
He's funny.
All of those things. All of the above. Yeah.
He does so much cocaine.
Wow. Okay. Hey, you might be right.
Do you want to talk about some of our favorite lines of his?
Well, I want to do my likes and dislikes.
Oh, sorry. I love this movie. I love this movie.
So I like this style. I like the cinematography and the cast.
It's so good.
What I dislike, too many voiceovers.
There are a lot of voiceovers.
There's too many exposition
voiceovers. Every character
voiceovers.
Gets their own voiceover, which I kind of like.
Yeah, but I feel like...
It's literally,
you know, show me the information. You don't have to tell me.
It's almost like Michael Bay, like, doesn't really secretly know how to make this kind of like a smaller crime drama because he's so used to the big action movies that he goes overboard with like a normal small crime drama might have the one voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
Like you watch Goodfellas, you hear Ray Liotta all the time. But Michael Bay, he's so used to excess that he applies the excess.
Five voiceovers. Like, I want, like, five voiceovers.
Every character gets a voiceover.
Yeah, that could be it. Okay, do you have a favorite line?
Oh, God. Favorite line. Well, there's a couple. I will say what I think is hands on the best line of the movie. The Rock punches a man to death, and he says something along the lines of, "The Lord Jesus Christ has blessed me with many gifts. One of them is the ability to knock someone the fuck out."
That is my favorite line in the movie. I wrote that down. That is the best line.
It is so
that
good.
Is my favorite line.
Then he has another one where he's like, "Jesus may exalt, but cocaine is king."
Yeah.
He's great.
Oh my God.
He's so fucking good.
Yeah.
He's so good in this movie. Pepe and Eldad. Just him, like you said,
yeah.
Him and Tony Shalhoub are great in this movie.
Oh, they played perfectly off each other.
Don't they, Eldad?
Yeah. Oh, that is that.
Your name is Eldad.
Oh, okay. All right.
So good.
Oh, yeah. Any dislikes for you?
Dislikes? Oh, man. It's a little long, you know? Well,
yeah.
No. Not even then. I went into it watching it, because I've seen it before, thinking like, wow.
It wraps up very quickly.
This is, it's actually not that long. What am I saying? What are my dislikes?
No, I mean, two hours and 10 minutes.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
What do I dislike about this movie? The Rob Corddry character, he's great, but like, it's weird how like they keep going back and forth between him being a major player in the movie and then not.
Small.
Like, he gets arrested in the end montage.
Yeah.
But like, really,
he didn't do anything.
Yeah. Like, he's funny when he shows up.
But, yeah.
Like, you know, other than that, Rebel Wilson's character, she's pretty good, but you can tell a lot of her stuff was just like improv stuff. Yeah. Where she's just going off about
I like a black man. Something like that.
It's nothing where she's like, nothing gets me harder than a black man crying.
Yeah, something. Yeah. I mean, Anthony Mackie,
he's great.
Great performance too.
He's so good.
Yeah.
This is written by the guys who wrote all the Captain America movies, and they wrote Infinity War and Endgame.
Hmm.
So they went from the Michael Bay business to the Marvel business. The Russo
brothers.
No. Silly boy.
John Favreau.
You silly boy. No. Steven Marcus and something McFeely or something.
Yeah.
Don't pay me to know about this stuff.
All right. Now you want to get into some trivia? What's your
favorite scene?
Favorite scene...
There's a lot of great scenes in this movie. The booby milk.
Yeah.
Got the heist sent to Gangster's Paradise. Blaze of Glory. Music choices in this movie are great.
Yeah, there is some really good needle drops. I don't know. Oh, okay. So my favorite scene is when they accidentally kill the porn... guy. Oh, when
it's doing the Bad Boys thing where it's going through the holes in the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic Michael Bay.
And Mark Wahlberg is like getting so upset. He's like pounding everything, and then the weight accidentally smashes him.
Oh, it's fucking brutal.
And then they have to like...
Oh, and it goes insane. Like, they're trying to like clean it up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The wife has like horse tranquilizer.
That's when everything just starts going downhill.
And this one, like, Dwayne Johnson's really calm. He's like...
They're not thinking about anything. Yeah. They're just like,
that's what it has. It has that great like, scene where Mark Wahlberg's like, I need a pump. And he's
right?
And doing that. He's like, ooh, get it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's such a good movie.
Yeah.
My favorite scene is probably. My favorite scene in the movie, in the film Pain and Gain.
Pain and Gain.
Yep. Is. Just pick any scene with The Rock. Oh, no. The Rock when he tries to steal the money.
Oh, my God.
He's so good.
Which, if I did that,
yeah,
right, and I was going to open a thing, I would just open it away from me.
Yeah. Well, he's so hyped up on cocaine.
Oh, it's yeah.
He gets shot in the toe. And it's what you got?
What is this? Auto update demon. I'll just hit okay.
Yeah, he gets shot in the toe. Yeah. He grabs his toe when he's swimming underwater. He shows up to Anthony Mackie's wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Also, I feel bad for the girl who had to play Mark Wahlberg's ex and then becomes Dwayne Johnson's girlfriend.
Yeah.
She didn't really get much to do.
No, not at
all. Although it's kind of funny that they literally trick her by telling her that she's a spy.
Yeah.
And she's testifying, and she's like, I was working with Agent Paul. But she's kind of fun, I guess. But, all right. We can move on.
Are you ready?
You have my permission.
Okay, all right.
You do a couple pumps.
Let me get out a couple pumps here. At just over $20 million, this movie is Michael Bay's lowest budgeted film since his feature film debut, Bad Boys, in 95.
What you gonna do?
Bay, Mark Wahlberg, and Dwayne Johnson took pay cuts to keep the budget down.
That's dedication.
Yeah, right?
You know, because of this movie, Dwayne Johnson was originally going to be in the Transformers films.
Ooh.
But he had to back out.
No.
Yeah.
Bad career move that would have been.
That's how I got Marky Mark.
Michael Bay wanted Mark Wahlberg to be as tan as possible. So Wahlberg, throughout filming, had to get a full body fake tan every week for the movie.
Sounds inconvenient.
Yeah. Who played Frank Grigia? Who is that?
I don't know who played him. He's the porn guy.
The porn guy? The
phone sex guy.
Hmm. It says the home of Frank Grigia belongs to Michael Bay.
Oh.
It is also the former Miami home of Hulk Hogan, seen often in Hogan Knows Best.
Oh, I used to watch that show. Michael Bay, actually, he moved to Miami because he loved shooting there in Bad Boys 2 so much.
This was probably shot there on location.
Michael Bay makes me want to live in Miami, even though I've heard
it does not make me want to live in Miami. When Adrian presents a dog to his girlfriend, Robin.
Adrian is Anthony Mackie.
The Dexter apartment building. Oh, okay, that's a dumb one.
I don't like those dogs.
Rebel Wilson, an avid nunchucks user, brought her own nunchucks for the sex scene.
Oh, God. Well, there you go.
When Dwayne Johnson rode in Daniel's car, the T-tops had to be removed because he was so tall.
He's a big boy.
Oh, my God.
Do you think you could lift The Rock?
God, no. 300 pounds.
That's a lot of fucking weight. Do you think The Rock could lift you?
With one hand.
You're just sitting on his hand.
I want to see a fight between him and...
Dave Bautista.
No.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hulk Hogan.
Gold Bond commercials.
Terry Crews?
No.
Gold Bond.
Gold Bond commercials. The General.
8-6-7.
Oh, my God.
Cash Now?
Big basketball. Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, God.
Shaq. Him and Shaq. I want to see a fight.
When are we going to cover Shaq?
I don't know.
Do you think... No. That was a dumb question.
What else we got here?
It's a very similar character to this Mark Wahlberg's character in Boogie Nights. Just like they both want to achieve the American dream, and they both go about it the wrong. Although the character in Boogie Dirk Diggler, he has a much better ending than Daniel. I read up, you know, he's still on death row.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he tries to appeal for it, like, every year. And then so is Anthony Mackie's character. But then The Rock's character is actually an amalgamation of, like, three or four characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Because in the movie, in the end credits, it just shows one guy.
Yeah, it's weird, but I looked it up. He's, like, a combination of a bunch of characters.
So there was, like, a Christian guy and a...
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to look into it. Sun Jim Beach Gang.
Michael Bay...
directed this film.
Our Bay had been wanting to make this film since 2000. He delayed doing it multiple times in favor of the Transformers franchise.
Jesus Christ.
He specifically said that after those movies, he wanted to make a small, inexpensive film as a change of pace.
Yeah.
So...
how come he hasn't done that again?
More Transformers.
There's a movie coming out this year. That's...
he's got to do more Transformers.
That's true. You got to do the Transformers. I mean, I'm set to direct a Transformers. So.
Have you held a camera
before? Do you know how to press the record button?
Michael Bay's first R-rated movie since Bad Boys 2.
Ooh.
In 2003.
Wow. I would say, no, is this my new favorite? Not new, I've seen it before, but is this my favorite Michael Bay movie?
No. It's not. It's not.
His best is still The Rock.
Bad Boy. Oh, The Rock.
The Rock is his best.
The Rock, you say?
The movie The Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
That's his best movie. It's fucking amazing. Nicolas Cage, Sean Connery.
It is.
Oh, we watched it together, yeah.
But not Bad Boys?
Bad Boys 2 might be my favorite.
But not the... okay, I see, yeah.
Although
okay.
It's fucking great, yeah.
Gotcha.
It's great.
Let's see.
How much different do you think Armageddon would be if The Rock played the Bruce Willis role?
The Rock would have had an Academy Award by now.
Oh, yeah. He should have been nominated for this.
Yeah.
Or a Golden Globe,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, Golden Globes, at least.
Oh, my God. Well, the Oscars obviously don't know what the fuck they're doing anymore, so...
yeah, what do you think
now
about
this? They're cutting categories.
What do you think? I'm not going to watch this year, by the way.
I mean, I'm going to watch. I want to see the... I want to see the song from Buster Scruggs get performed.
Yeah.
But I don't think Kendrick Lamar is going to be... I got to watch the Oscars. I get some jollies.
I'm not watching because they don't...
Well, you work anyway.
No, I think I'll be available during... Sunday.
Okay.
No, but like...
they're doing a lot of fucked up stuff, like cutting
categories. They're not honoring editors, cinematographers.
Something else.
There was the other ones. But, like, if you're not going to honor the people who put the films together and who shoot them, I don't want to watch.
And now they don't have a host because, like, they fucked up with the host thing so bad. Mm-hmm. Then they were originally like, we're only going to have two performances. And then they're like, all right, I guess we'll have all five songs. I don't know.
It's going to be a bad.
Bohemian Rhapsody is probably going to win Best Actor and Best Picture or some bullshit.
I just want to say this... I haven't seen most of the movies.
What if Black Panther wins, though?
That'll be very cool.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen most of the movies. But just from the judge, like, just from the outside,
yeah,
it seems like this Oscar race,
yeah,
is so much, like, the stakes are so much lower.
I don't know. If Roma wins, that's Netflix's first movie to win Best Picture. That's
no. Well, let's. I'm just kind of thinking from an actor standpoint.
The
performances, last year's performances, were so good.
There's some good performances, though.
Oh, Rami Malek as fucking... Well, let me put some fake teeth in.
I don't like Rami Malek. I haven't even seen Bohemian Rhapsody. I will never watch Bohemian Rhapsody.
And then we got...
I've heard Bradley Cooper's great in A Star Is Born.
Yeah, that's me, Bradley Cooper.
Straight Lady Gaga in A Star Is Born.
Yeah, but...
Adam Driver in Black Klansman. He's great in Black Klansman.
Okay.
You love Kylo Ren.
I do, but like... Three Billboards, I mean, Shape of Water. I mean, those were... Last year was heavy hitters.
They didn't... Or Regina Hall's great. Regina King is great, and If Beale Street Could Talk, too. But and the thing is, they didn't nominate a lot of the great
fucking Green Book? Are they joking?
Oh, God, yeah.
Are they joking? Green Book.
This is Best Picture nominated and Best the Oscars Actor and are Best Supporting
the,
Actor.
The Oscars are done.
Well, it's like all the progress they made the past couple of years, they're just like...
Yeah.
Although nominating Black Panther, that's cool as shit.
That is, yes.
That's so cool.
One step forward, five steps back.
Yeah. Anyways.
I don't know.
Dwayne Johnson should win an Oscar.
What else we got? You want to get into some top five action?
Yeah, why not? You know, pain and gain.
All right, let me queue it up here because I don't have it.
Do you want to?
What?
Do you want to try what they did in this movie?
What?
Do it to Jeff Bezos?
No.
No.
Well, okay, so Tony Shalhoub owns sandwich shops.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Bezos owns a tech company. His house is probably has robots.
He's the richest person in the world.
He probably has robots, like, with cameras on that he can see, like...
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I was just spitballing, you know? What do we... Yeah, we'll do the top five, and then we'll do our closing. We gotta... Or one last time.
Yeah.
We gotta get rocked one last time.
Yeah, we do.
Gotta rock the boat one last time. I'm gonna miss him, you know?
Okay.
I'm going to miss him. I love Dwayne Johnson.
In April... No, wait. What did I say? Did I say April?
Yeah. April of 2013. Pain and Gain opened to... I don't know.
Yes. Okay. April... Ooh, I'm hungry.
You're hungry?
Yeah. April of 2013.
Sorry.
I'm going to give you 10 through 5. Or 10 through 6. Sorry. Number 10. Jurassic Park 3D.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Number 9, The Place Beyond the Pines.
Great movie. The Gaz.
Ryan Gosling?
The Gaz.
Number 8, Olympus Has Fallen.
I haven't seen it, but I might one day.
There was two. There was White House Down.
And Olympus Has Fallen.
I don't know who was in which. I know there's Channing Tatum. Olympus
Has Fallen is Gerard Butler and Aaron Eckhart and Morgan Freeman. White House Down is Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
Both great casts, by all means.
Number 7.
What do you got?
Scary Movie 5.
What? Oh, that movie makes me think of Ratatouille.
Number 6.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe Retaliation.
By the way, cooking with Remy in Kingdom Hearts 3 is fucking delightful.
Mm, okay.
It's amazing. If you get his restaurant to 5 stars, you get a keyblade called The Big Chef or something.
Oh, damn.
And then another great thing in it, you'll realize... And they play by the Ratatouille movie rules so well that they literally just call him Little Chef.
Oh, that's amazing. Awesome.
Like,
that's
Goofy
awesome.
Will see ingredients and be like, we should pick that up for Little Chef. It's fucking beautiful. Oh, sorry. G.I. Joe Retaliation, which also has The Rock.
In Cars 2.
Has The Rock.
Oh, G.I. yeah, G.I. it does. Yeah.
In Cars 2.
In Cars 2, they go to France and there's...
La Ratatouille.
There's a restaurant that says Gaston's.
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
But
oh,
Gas Toes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We Made should it. Start a Ratatouille
In the
podcast.
Cars universe. Number...
I love Ratatouille.
Okay, that's number 6. So number 5.
If we ever started a Michael Bay podcast, we could call it Michael Bay, but spell it B-A-E.
That's true. Number five. Is in...
This is 2013?
Yeah.
Evil Dead.
It's an animated movie Turbo. About cavemen.
Oh, the Croods.
Yep.
Or like the crappies.
Number 4.
Back then?
Yes. Is... Oh, God.
Evil Dead?
Robert De Niro Susan Sarandon.
Oh, the family.
Diane Keaton.
The family, isn't it?
Katherine Heigl.
Oh, the family get to getting the wedding something. The wedding something.
You're so
close.
The
wedding banquet.
It's not a small wedding.
The big wedding.
Yes. Oh, my God. We got Amanda Seyfried, Robin Williams, Topher Grace. What is this movie?
Topher Grace was great in Black Klansman last year, but then I saw a trailer. He's in some like Christian movie, and I felt
yeah,
really
I saw that too. Yeah. Number three,
Evil Dead,
baseball movie, Chadwick Boseman,
42.
That's right.
That's right. He is now T'Challa, Black Panther, Wakanda forever.
Number two. Oh, yeah. Number two.
Evil Dead. Pain and Gain.
Tom Cruise.
Oblivion.
Yes.
I love Oblivion.
That's one of my favorite scores.
It's such a good score by M83.
Yes. Oh my God.
The guy who directed that also directed Only the Brave, Tron Legacy, and he's directing Top Gun 2.
Mm.
I love Tom. I have a bio. We're going to cover Tom Cruise on this podcast one day.
Okay.
I love Tom Cruise.
And number one with $20 million,
Evil Dead. Oh, Pain and Gain.
That's
it
right.
Came out this week. I just knew Evil Dead came out in 2013.
So Oblivion was 17.
Oh, it's so funny.
42 had 10.
I really remember Oblivion deep in my head because I went on a camping trip in college for camping class, and it was the worst weekend of my life because I wanted to die because camping is hell. Mm. And anyone who chooses to camp on purpose is a psychopath. And I got back that Sunday, and I just texted Colin. I was like, "We need to see a movie. I need to reacclimate."
Number
to
one video game player ever.
Yeah, number Colin. One video game expert, video game player.
Yeah.
We're going to start a GoFundMe to fix his computer. Please donate. Yeah.
Okay. Number five for today.
Oh, you did it backwards. Oh,
I did. I just wanted, you know.
Yeah.
Well, no, let me do it. Let me give you a number 10.
How are we doing this?
Now, these numbers are as recent as yesterday.
As yesterday. Is it Bohemian Rhapsody?
So
I don't need to guess these.
Number 10 with 150,000.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Oh, yeah. My bad. They just announced Aquaman 2 and an Aquaman spinoff.
Number 9 with 300,000. The Prodigy.
Oh, that weird movie about the little kid who becomes a man or something.
Number 8.
Yeah.
And with 350,000. Green Book. Number 7 with 70,000.
Yeah.
Glass.
Yeah. Oh. Want to hear something cool real quick?
Yeah.
With Regal, they have these like special offers. If I see Glass, Happy Death Day to You, and Us.
Oh, you get them for
free.
Yeah.
And I've already seen two of them. I just have to see Us.
What was the third one? Oh, Us. Oh, yeah. Nice.
And then I get to
but
own
I'm
all those
pretty
movies.
Sure they're on some dumb, what is it?
It's not Fandango now.
No. Like, what's the service Voodoo? That you get them from?
Is it Vudu?
No, the one I really hate.
Flixster? Movies Anywhere?
No.
Ultraviolet?
Yes.
Ultraviolet? No, Ultraviolet just shut down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Finally.
Yeah, finally. I got an email about it because like they're also connected to Vudu, and they're like, we just want to let you know all your Vudu movies are fine, but Ultraviolet's dead.
Oh, damn.
So I don't know what I'm going to be able to redeem them on, but...
Yeah.
Glass owns my ass.
Number 6 with 520,
Bohemian
The Upside.
Rap. Oh, yeah. Your boy, Kevin Hart.
No. What?
My boy, Bryan Cranston.
Okay, so number 5.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
With 745,000.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
The movie you talked about today.
Happy Death... No, that wouldn't make sense. It would have made 700,000 already.
No.
I talked about... I saw it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you talked about it today.
Kid who would no, I didn't make that much money.
No,
I don't think I'm gonna get this.
Liam Neeson.
Oh, Cold Pursuit.
Yeah, there you
hell
go.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Into the Spider Verse
with 975,000.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
This is a.
Well, it's not even a million yet. Why am I saying that's a lot of money?
This is a sequel to a
Lego movie.
Mel Gibson movie. What? I want to say.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Chicken Run 2?
It was a movie...
Mel Gibson? What the fuck? Oh, What Men Want.
Yes.
It's a reboot fucking thing.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm not going to watch it.
Number 3?
What do men want?
With 980,000.
Men want more movies starring Dwayne Johnson.
That's true.
not, it's number 3, 88, Bohemian Rhapsody, Into the Spider-Verse, Bumblebee.
No. You saw this one too.
Happy Death Day to you.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Great movie.
Number 2, with 1,076,000.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
It's an animated.
Into the Spider. Oh, Lego Movie 2.
Yep.
Everything is awesome.
And number 1.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Number 1, with 1.8 million.
It's not Alita Battle Angel, is it?
No, it's from Warner Brothers. And it's a Rebel Wilson picture.
What the fuck?
Who was in this movie, Pain and Gain?
What movie? Yeah, shit. I like Rebel Wilson. What movie was she been in that just came out?
It's a Rebel Wilson-led movie.
Oh, isn't it romantic?
Yes.
It actually looks kind of fun.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Where she wakes up in a romantic comedy.
Oh,
that
okay.
That looks kind of fun.
Yes, I have seen. Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for that new one with her and Anne Hathaway? Called The Hustle, where Anne Hathaway has a British accent?
No.
We're definitely covering Anne Hathaway. I love Anne Hathaway. Mm. Yeah. I just gave you all these teases. All right, well, we have to say goodbye.
All right.
To our boy. So we're going to do our usual closing thoughts on the movie and then closing thoughts all together.
Okay.
Was this a good movie?
Yes.
Of course. It's great.
It was a good movie.
One of Michael Bay's best, one of Dwayne Johnson's best.
Mm-hmm.
Was The Rock good in this movie?
100%.
Without a fucking doubt.
Percent.
We went out on a high note by watching
this
last.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good thing we didn't watch The Tooth Fairy last. Was this a good Rock movie? I think so. Because I think he didn't heed the advice that many probably gave him after this movie was, you were great in this movie. Do more roles like this. Sorry if the last few minutes didn't sound right. I just realized I was holding the microphone like this.
I think
it was great for his career, but I don't think he took the right lessons from this.
No, I think it's opposite. I think it's a good movie in the sense that he did an amazing performance.
Yeah.
I don't think it was good for his career because he's right now, I think he's marketed still as a family blockbuster
kinda.
Action
he
star.
He's been in the Fast and Furious movies by now. This is the same summer as Fast 6 and G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Yeah.
So he's in 3 big movies that summer.
Yeah.
I feel like he should have heeded the advice, or not the, I don't say the advice, but the response to this movie and been like,
yeah,
I can still do the big action movies, I can still do the family movies, but I can also do these like fun, you know, or not fun, or these great dramatic roles.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of in the middle.
I just hope he makes another movie like this someday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pain and Gain 2. I don't know what it would be about. Oh, I forgot I'm in charge of the segment.
Painter and Gainer.
Hell yeah.
Two guys. The Rock and
Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
I don't know. Hulk has been a while since he's been in movies. Could you smell what The Rock was cooking?
I could smell what he was snorting.
He was so...
And he was cooking those hands.
That is great. He was just cooking the hands outside. He's like grilling them, and he's like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, but he's so nonchalant. He's like, it was getting smoky in there.
So yeah, I could smell what he was cooking.
Oh, that's great. Cooking those hands. I want that on a t-shirt, The Rock just cooking hands.
Yeah.
All right. Closing thoughts on our boy.
All right.
Let's Get Rocked. The Dwayne Johnson miniseries comes to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite Dwayne Johnson film. It could be a movie that we talked about or just in general.
Let's narrow it down to just the ones we've talked about.
Just the ones we talked about?
Yeah.
All right.
Just
a reminder, that was Moana. That was Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Fast Five. Tooth Fairy. I think there was only 5 altogether. Pain and Gain.
No, there's 7.
Or 7?
Because 3 good, 3 bad... One in the middle.
What's the other bad one we talked about? Oh, we talked about Jumanji.
Jumanji.
What's the other shitty one we talked about?
It was Doom, the Tooth Fairy, and Baywatch.
Baywatch, yeah. It's
Baywatch.
That's your favorite.
No. I think...
You're the world's number one Baywatch fan.
I think I'll probably go Fast Five.
Fast Five is great.
Yeah. That's probably my favorite out the ones we've talked about.
My favorite's Pain and Gain.
Okay.
I fucking love it. As much as that, well, it's come a lot, a lot coming from me because
I
love the Fast and Furious film.
I know.
I'm part of the family, as are you.
Mm-hmm.
What upcoming movie from him are you the most excited about? We got Hobbs and Shaw, Jumanji 3, Jungle Cruise. that weird movie where he's going to play the King of Hawaii for Robert Zemeckis.
I think I'm probably most excited for Jumanji 3.
It's tough because that's going to be...
Hobbs and Shaw is going to be really fun.
Yeah.
But I think... But Jumanji 3, I think, is like... It's going to be...
A blast. Probably going to be a blast. But yeah. Hobbs and Shaw is my answer.
Okay.
It's the first time he's worked with a great action director in so long. All right. What kind of movie would you like to see him make?
I want him to get his Oscar groove on.
Yeah.
I want him to do a drama.
But not like a boring procedural drama, like an interesting drama that could still gain him like an Oscar nomination.
I want him to do like a...
You don't want him to just play like
Three Billboards.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Or like a Shape of Water. Yeah, like something of that stature. Yeah.
You wouldn't want him to just play like a cancer patient.
Where
you want him to do something interesting where he can flex his skills and his muscles. But also...
And now, yeah, yes.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
See, I want him to continue down the Hobbs and Shaw path.
Okay. Because
I think by now, if he had been working with great action directors, he could have been our Arnold Schwarzenegger by now. So I want him to keep picking great and unique action directors. Mm. I want him to do other stuff too. Obviously, I agree with you. I want to see some more dramatic stuff from Dwayne Johnson because he's not The Rock. That's insulting. His name is Dwayne Johnson. But I just love to see him just make like... He tried to make his Die Hard and Skyscraper. It didn't fucking work
because
he
picked
the guy who directed fucking Dodgeball to make it. But I want to see like his Predator, his Terminator, his... Fucking, even his Rocky. Give me like an inspirational sports movie. He's tried it with like Gridiron Gang, but what were you saying?
Like you want him to have his own
Point Break
franchise.
Not even that. Just like a solid. Like when you think of Arnold, you think you got Predator.
You got
Terminator. Although there is Terminator franchise, but you think of like True Lies, Total Recall. Think of Sylvester Stallone. You think of Rambo, Rocky. Like, you know.
So you want him to have his own, like...
I just want to be able to, like, list off, like, what are the best action movies starring The Rock. He has some great ones, but he doesn't have, like...
That are his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you obviously name, like, Fast Five, Furious Seven.
But
like,
those are...
The Rundown.
Those are more Vin Diesel...
Vehicles with The Rock in them. Yeah. Which Hobbs and Shaw is going to be great because it's a Rock and Jason Statham vehicle.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Then just overall thoughts, you know. Are you leaving this series? Do you have more respect for Dwayne Johnson?
What a talented guy.
What? People give him so
what
much.
What a big, beautiful, talented guy.
He's a beautiful Samoan god.
He puts so much in.
Does he sleep?
I think 3 hours. he puts so much work in. I don't know how he goes to the gym.
And people give him crap because they're like, oh, a lot of his movies are the same. It's just The Rock trying to save his family in these situations. But it's like...
I don't know how he eats chicken and brown rice 6 days of the week.
And then he'll eat 45 pancakes while watching like fucking The Apocalypse Now on his laptop.
I have no... like.
You have to admire his workflow. Even if you don't like all of his movies, which I can't argue with. He's had a weird stretch lately where, you know, he's just doing these weird movies where he's trying too hard to control his image.
But definitely. You
have to admire the man's workflow. He's always positive.
Oh my God.
When does he have something bad to say?
Well, I mean, the...
Never.
No, I think he's one of the most professional people in the business right now.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So he's... I'm going to assume he donates to charities. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say he's doing charity work, but...
Yeah.
I love this man. I leave this miniseries with more respect because I've spent the past two months talking about him. But on the horizon, we have a fresh prince.
That's right.
Will Smith.
Uh-huh.
Are you excited about this?
Oh, 100%. Are you Will Smith? Yeah.
So much.
You got the list of movies?
Yeah.
We can tell them about it.
Yeah, we'll give you a rundown so you can start watching them.
Now, we're still going to do three good, three bad, and one in the middle.
The one in the middle, we might change our mind because you weren't too happy with the one that I wanted to do.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
So, we're going to do them in chronological order this time.
Yeah, so we're going to start like with the oldest movie on our list and work our way up to the most recent that's
come out. Yeah, and they're all like kind of... Jumbled up. Yeah.
That way we can kind of get like a progression throughout the series of through his career. We're calling this series, the last one was Let's Get Rocked. This one's Big Willie style.
That's right.
We also love his music, by the way. That's going to come up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll do a bit where we listen to a Will Smith song or something. I don't know. All right. So I have these in order, but we're going to do Wild Wild West, mm-hmm. movie I haven't seen since I was a child. I was very small. I remember getting the McDonald's toys from Wild Wild West.
Oh, I didn't know they had toys.
Men in Black. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite, which is next. No.
That's the first one we're doing.
That's the first one we're doing. Men in Black. Classic. After Earth. It's an interesting film.
Okay.
That might be the one we do the live commentary. Collateral Beauty. A movie you like, even though everybody hated.
It was okay.
I remember you texting me like, wow, Collateral Beauty, what a good movie.
It was okay for us from HBO, streaming movie. I've heard
it's demented.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, I can't wait to revisit it, see what I think.
Hancock, which that's the right in the middle movie, which I think it's a good measure because it's like, it's a big movie, but like not everybody loves it, but it has its fans.
Mm-hmm.
Hancock. Hitch, which I've actually never seen Hitch. I've heard it's delightful.
It's
delightful.
It's so good. You're going to love it.
Enemy of the State, a Tony Scott picture.
Okay.
So, yeah, get excited.
Yeah.
And we also have the, we can tell them, Happy Death Day 2 OU episode coming up with past and future guest Justin Tremblay.
That's right.
Brother of Jacob Tremblay.
That's right.
So we have a lot to look forward to. Get excited. And never forget what The Rock is cooking.
Which is hands.
It is
He's
hands.
Always cooking hands.
What if they make a movie, just pitch me this, Ratatouille sequel with The Rock?
Oh my god.
Ratatouille goes to like Hawaii or something, and The Rock.
And he has to cook up some pineapple on the grill.
He gets evicted for some
kebabs.
Reason from France. Like he gets like shipped away, and he gets shipped to Hawaii, and he meets up with The Rock, who's like a chef at like a food truck.
Oh.
And Remy has to team up with him. That movie writes itself.
It just did.
We're going to start a new bit that's called Ratatouille fan fiction. We're just going to take a movie and we're going to throw it against Ratatouille and see what we come up with. How's that sound?
What was I going to say?
That sounds like a good bit.
This is the not new movie review.
Imagine all the movies you could throw against Ratatouille.
You can find all of our stuff.
Antichrist.
Twitter.com/not new movie review. You can
Human Centipede.
Give us any kind of dollar you want.
We have a patron.
Patreon.com/not new movie review.
Yes.
This has been. Well, we just got rocked.
We got rocked.
And so did you.
This has been a delight.
All right, we'll see you.
We're part of the tequila generation.